Okay, today's daf is about Metzia, daf Nun Beis. Nun Beis. Today's daf is dedicated in memory of Dr. Milton Cook, Moshe Ben Yosef, whose yard site we are celebrating, who ensured the foundation of Torah education to his sons and has now seen his vision extended to the generation of his great-grandchildren. We thank Dr. Arthur and Linda Cook and family for sponsoring, again, dedicated in memory of Dr. Milton Cook, Moshe Ben Yosef. Okay, let us get into today's daf Nun Beis, and we are on daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis as we continue with laws of Ona'ah. And today we learn about that Ona'ah does not only apply to objects, as we have been discussing that if I sell something or if I buy something more than a sixth, less than a sixth, exactly a sixth, but it also applies to money, to coins. Because over time, in the days of old, once coins started getting rubbed out, so then they weren't worth as much as they originally were worth. It went by weight. And I could use a coin, and it could be a sella, or it could be a shekel, and really it's not worth all of that by the time I use it, because it is old, and it is worn out. So the Mishnah describes, and the Gemara is going to talk about, how much of the coin can be rubbed out a little bit where it's still understandable, it's still okay, you can still use it, and it's not called Ona'ah, or how much do you already reach a level where this is not the coin, there's too much of a differential between what the person thinks it's worth and what it actually is worth, and therefore it would be a problem of Ona'ah. That's the issue to be spoken about today, along with a couple of other topics that come up along the way. So let us start. Kama yitihya hasela chasera. How much could a coin be missing? A sela specifically we'll talk about. Velo yeba ona, and there still won't be ona. The Gemara will modify exactly what this line means, but at this point we'll just talk, we'll translate it as it says it in the Mishnah. How much will it be worth, and how much could it go down, and there still won't be ona? Anything more would be ona. That is the issue. Rashi, first Rashi on the Mishnah. Matbeya hayotze, v'tamidu shochek v'chaser. Right, coins are used, and over time, they get worn out. Kama techzar, v'imhotziya lo tehe ona. How much could it still be used for, and it still won't be ona'a. So, 3 days in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, arba isar. Arba isronos. Isar ledinar, 4 isaros, and when in isar, also an isar per dinar, which is basically 1/24th of its value. If you do the math, Rashi works out the math with how many sela and dinar and pundion and ma'a, but basically Rameir Shita is 1/24th of the value. If it goes down 1/24th, that's the border. More than that is ona'a, less than that is not ona'a. That is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, arba pundios, and each pundion is 2 isars that have the amount. Pundion the dinar, that's 1/12, meaning he has more flexibility in terms of ona'a, so 1/12 is the border. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, shmona pundios, shnei pundion the dinar, he continues going down a half, that altogether is 1/6. 1/6, which is exactly, according to Rabbi Shimon, then there is no difference between ona'ah by objects and ona'ah by coins. The chiddush is that there is a machlokes by coins, and there is no machlokes by objects. The Gemara will talk about that. Why isn't there a parallel machlokes? Why is the shear of ona'ah different when it comes to coins than when it comes to objects? We will Belashem talk about that. But that is the three days in the Mishnah. Continues. Ad matay mutar lahachzir. How long does one have, as we spoke about earlier, in the first, earlier Mishnah, in the Perek, how long does one have to retract? Right, then we had, as long as you could show it to a neighbor or to a relative, so how long do you have here to retract if I have a coin and it's rubbed out? How long do I have to give it back? So, bikrachin, in larger cities, ad kadesha yara l'shulchani. There are money changers there all the time. So as long as the average time would be for you to go to a shulchani, to a money changer, and to show it, and he'll tell you, you got tricked, and therefore you go back and you return it. Bikfarim, but in the villages where there aren't shulchani sitting all the time, so when are people in the marketplace and focusing on their money and their coins, that people might tell them. Ad Arvei Shabbosos, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, as Rashi explains, Shabbos lotzia be'erev Shabbos l'suda Shabbos, oz yeda, em yuchal lotzia v'yikpilu mimenu. People, he'll know if people are going to take his money. Right? Erev Shabbos, that's when we do the hotzos for Shabbos, and therefore, that's the time that you have. Remember, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Shabbos that you're allowed to do your hotzos and shopping even before davening, if need be. If the challahs that I want are going to get sold out by the time davening's over, I'm even allowed to go before davening to get the challahs, because that's not Litzarach Atzmi, that's just Litzarach Shabbos, and therefore that would be allowed. Good. Continuing the last part of the Mishnah. Im haya makira, if the one who gives the coin, if the nosein recognizing that there's a problem with this coin, I gave it to you and I realized that it's a little rubbed out. I just didn't say anything. Im haya makira, afil lachash demasa chodesh, even after a year, mekabla heimenu, he should accept it. The Gemara will explain that this is midas chasidus. Maker it did not, but it's midas chasidus that one should accept it even after such a long time as 12 months. Ve'elo alav elatar omes. And he only has complaining against the other party. He doesn't have any financial claim, just complaining. Who's complaining here? So we'll have to see in the Gemara who is this talking about. Ve'nosu l'maiser sheni ve'nechoshesh. And a person should can use this coin for maiser sheni, for chilul maiser sheni, even though it is somewhat devalued, you could still use it. Ve'nechoshesh, don't worry about it. We'll have to see why again, probably on tomorrow's daf, why you could still use it. She'eino ela nefesh ram, because you're only a stingy type of person if you don't accept this coin, and therefore you could use it for maiser sheni. What exactly does that line mean? We'll have to wait in the Gemara. Okay, just go back one point on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, though, if I know that it's a bad coin, then I should take it back even later. What is that talking about? How much depreciation is a midas chasidus? If you look on the Rambam and Hilchas Mechira, the Magen Mishnah points this out, that the Rambam has a limit. All this whole discussion is in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Yud Beis. And the Rambam says, Hanosin selach haseira lechaveiro, if I give a lacking, deficient coin, im haya makira, afil la'achash ne'masa chodesh, hariza machzira. If it's even after 12 months, even la'achash ne'masa chodesh, hariza machzira. You should be able to accept it back. V'im haya efshar lohotzia al yedei atchak, and if it's possible to use it just with difficulty, eino yachol lachzira la'achazman. You can only give it back if you could be yoti adei atchak, if in the world of midas chasidus. What did the Rambam just do? The Rambam had the first line and said, if it's really low down, if it's really inferior, accept the period. He doesn't say midas chasidus there. He seems to say that if it is so lacking, there reaches a level where you have to take it back. That's not just midas chasidus, says the Magen Mishnah right here. Avo milashna mechaber nireh, shedaito, shaha mishna yidavka, biyacha lohotzia. If you're able to use it, but just with difficulty, then you should accept it back, midas chasidus. Avo be'en yachol lohotzia afilo aidei atchak. Shechaseira kolkach. It's so bad, it's basically not usable. Chayev lachlifa. Then you have to take it back. That's not midas chasidus. You messed the guy up. Even if it's a year later. If you knew about it, then you messed him up, so then you have to take it back. So he points out that the Rambam doesn't just quote midas chasidus, always take it back, except by the case where he has the ability to use it, but with difficulty. But if he would not have the ability to use it, the money would not be useful at all, so then you would have to take it back, not because of Midas Chasidus, but because of Me'iker Hadin. Good. Says the Gemara Veraminhi, but let me ask a question, a contradiction on our Mishnah Veraminhi, Ad Kama Tehe Hasela Chasera V'yehe Bo Ona'a. The Brisa has the same formulations as the Mishnah, but the first line is opposite. What did our Mishnah say? How much could it go down and there still won't be Ona'a? Right? 124th, 112th, and 16th. The Bryce's formulation is, how much could it go down and there will be Ona'a? So which is it? Are those Shi'urim exact? 16th, 112th, 124th? Is that Ona'a or not? Like, which border is that? That's opposite formulations, the Mishnah and the Brisa. Rav Papa lo kasha. Rav Papa says, no kasha, really. The Brisa that talks about that exact amount, that would be Ona'a. Right? That, like the Brisa says. Right? Rashi says, in the name of Rav Papa, la'olam emelacha bahani shi'urehu havi Ona'a. It is onah. And don't take the Mishnah literally. V'lo yehei demasnisan lav ashiura ka'i. I'm reading Rashi. And the lo yehei, and there won't be ona'a, is not going on that exact amount, ela'a pachos mikashir ka'i. The Mishnah should be understood is, how much can you go down, and up until that point there won't be ona'a. That's how you have to understand the Mishnah. And then it says the Shiur. But that mount would be Onah. And that's exactly what the Braisa says. Beferish, how much would you go down and there would be Onah? So that's the Chiluk. So Lokasha, now we can read the Gemara. Tana Didon, Kachashiv, Mimata Lamala, our Girsa, our Braisa, our Mishnah goes from below to above. Meaning up until that amount, there is no Onah. But once you get to that amount, there is. Tana Braka, Kachashiv, Milamala, Lamata. And outside Tana, the Braisa, right? Braisa, bra means outside, left out of Mishnayis. Tana bra kachashim milamala lamata. And that's why there is the, that solves the problem. So, Maishna b'sela de pligi, Maishna b'talas de lo pligi. So, I ask the Gemara our question. Why by sela? There are so many different opinions. The ona of money, three different opinions. The ona of coins. The ona of objects of talis. Right, only one opinion, right? 1/6. Okay, Rabbi Tarfin did 1/3 and then Chozerbo, but why there are different opinions? So, two answers. Number one, Amar Rava, Man Tana Talis, Rabbi Shimon hi. Rava says, no, we misunderstood. There is a machlokes, three opinions, even by objects. It's just that the first Mishnah reflects the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who says here by coins, it's 1/6. But in a chinami, the other opinions, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda would argue also by Bgadim, by Talis. Right, that's a big chiddush to say that there's a three-way machlokas also by objects, if it doesn't sound that way for the Mishnah. The Mishnah has the contrast. But that's Rava. Abaya Amar, Abaya says, no, Talis, there's a fundamental difference between objects and money. Talis ad shtus machal inish. By garments, people will be mochel up until a sixth, as we discussed a few days ago. Less than a shtus. Is that implicit mechila? Is that just the way of business, right? Nafkamina, is it mutter or not? We're going to get back to that today also in Tosus. But a talis ad shtus mochelinish. When it's less than a sixth, the people are mochel, and that's why there wouldn't be a problem. Da amri inish, as the saying goes, ashik lagabach v'shavi lekresach. I don't think any of us have ever said this, but here's the phrase, ashik lagabach, overpay for your back. Meaning, spend a little more on your clothing, it's okay. People will be mochel, that's what you want. V'shavi lekresach. But pay, don't overpay for your stomach, for your food. Meaning by clothing, by objects that are going to last, we could overpay a little bit because we really want it. It's kind of the opposite idea that we had from yesterday's daf. Yesterday we spoke about that bala bias, there's no ona, because when he sells it, it's very dear to him, and if he might sell it for more, it's chaviv. So here too, when people buy clothing, it might spend a little more, right? And therefore, the shear is only 1/6. But for Shavu L'Kresach, when there's a smaller amount, because people don't want to pay more than they need to for their food, and therefore, There's a difference. Sela kivan delo sagi le lo macha. But money, if you can't use it, can't use the money, then what am I buying this for? Right? So that's why there's a difference between money and clothing and food. Tosis points out that this svara doesn't work across the board. Right? This svara focuses on the buyer. Says Tosfos in Ashik, V'im Tomar, Hatenach Nis'ane Lokeach. Fine, if the buyer pays a little extra, that's the svara of Ashik L'Gavach. And that's why you could say that shear applies. Nis'ane Mocher Ma'ikele Meimar. But regarding the seller, you don't have the what people say. And also, V'Hatenach Sus. And this is fine by clothing. People will have it, they'll have it for years. Peros Ma'ikele Meimar. What about other objects that are not going to last? Right, so that's there. You should say that you have the smaller shear. Answers Tosfos today is v'yesh lomer lo plug rabbanon. Number one, lo plug. Once you apply it to lokeach, you apply it to mocher too. You can't have different shiurim for ona. It just you can't have a system that way. Lo plug rabbanon. We'll get back to that. V'yesh lomer d'ikar hatam havisela kiva de lo sagi lo machel. Second day is. The Gemara here has the contrast between clothing and money. Which is the ikker half of the statement and which is the secondary? So Tosfos' second day is that really the second half is the ikker part. Meaning people don't want to take coins if they're not usable. That's the ikker line. Contrast that to all other objects where people have a little more flexibility. So that's why, if you focus on the money side of it, so even though it might not apply to mocher, it is still okay. Interesting, when the Rabbanan talk about these shiurim of onah that we have been mentioning, and Tosfos here highlights what we're about to say, lo plug Rabbanan, they're talking on a daraisa level. These aren't chidushim midrabbanan. There's an iser daraisa of onah, and the Rabbanan were the ones who told us, you know, what that means. So the Gemara here does not use the Lashon that appears in two other places in Shas, but it's kind of a similar concept, right? Two other places, we know that the Gemara uses the Lashon, Lo Masr HaKasov L'Chachamim, Lo Ela L'Chachamim. The Torah was given to the Rabbanan, which that principle does not mean a Din Rabbanan. That principle generally means that in certain mitzvos, not in many, but in certain mitzvos, the Rabbanan themselves create the contours for the mitzvah. By most mitzvos, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mesorah tells us what is included in the mitzvah and what's not included in the mitzvah. And the Rabbanan could add on mitzvahs dinim Rabbanan and could take away in certain cases of need. But sometimes, for example, the Masar Kasav El HaChachamim, according to some Rishonim, that the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, one of the places where that phrase appears, is an Isser Daraisa, Machlokes Rishonim, but according to some Rishonim, it's an Isser Daraisa. So the question is, if it's an Isser Daraisa, so how could you have the five Heterim? Davar HaAved, and Maisa Hedyot, how could you have all of the Tzorach Tzorach HaRabim? How could you have Heterim if it's Daraisa? The answer is, the Rabbanan themselves created the contours and the limits for this Issa Daraisa, right? That's the rule. Lomasar Kazav al Chachamim. And there are many other, there are two places in Shas, but there are a number of other times where Rishonim use this, right? The first Ran on the last parak of Yuma, where the Ran says, I think not only eating and drinking is Usur on Yom Kippur, Daraisa, but I think all the Inuyim are Usur Daraisa on Yom Kippur. Leather shoes and Sicha and all of them, they're Daraisa. So how could the Gemara say that a Kal and a Melech have a Terim? How could a Kal and a Melech wash if Rechitz is also Daraisa? Says the Ran, Lo Masra Kasav Al HaChachamim. The Rabbanan said that these are the contours of this mitzvah, and outside of these contours, there is no Isser. Right? So that's why it's not that, oh, there's an Isser Daraisa which the Rabbanan are being matir. The Rabbanan said that there is no Isser Daraisa in this case. Right? That's the principle of Lo Masra Kasav Al HaChachamim. So Pashtus is, that's similar to by what we say by Onah. The Rabbanan, the Torah doesn't tell us, right, what are the rules of Onah? And did Moshe Rabbeinu tell us? Sounds like the Rabbanan themselves looked around reality and created these rules. And that's how Tosfos uses the principle here, lo plug Rabbanan. The Rabbanan did not make any distinctions. Once they made these rules, you're right, sometimes it won't apply in a specific case. But that's the way that a legal system works. You have rules for most cases. And even if the other cases do not fit in, goes into the rule. I like to quote the story, which I saw low plug in reality. I was once on an airplane, and we were taxiing away from the terminal, and all of a sudden you see a little something going on in the front of the plane. And there's, I don't know what's going on, somebody's getting up, the flight attendants, and all of a sudden they announce that we're going back to the terminal. Nobody knows why, what's happening. We get back to the terminal, the doors open, some big marshals come in, and they take somebody off the plane. They take somebody off the plane, and the flight attendants tell us afterwards that, oh no, there was somebody who refused to get off his cell phone. They say, please get off your cell phone. He said, I'm not getting off my cell phone, I have to finish this call. They're like, well, we're going to have to take you off the plane. Okay, take me off the plane. Okay, so he got off the plane. Fine, they close the door, we start taxiing away again, and they start going through the whole security thing. They just did 5 minutes ago, right, with how to put on a seatbelt and how to use this. They just did it 5 minutes ago. So I asked the flight attendant, I said, what? I don't understand. You just did this 5 minutes ago. They're like, when the doors close, you have to do the security thing. Doesn't matter if you did it 5 minutes ago. When the doors close, you have to do it. I was sitting next to my wife. I said, lo plug. It's exactly mamish. That the svara does not apply here. But that's the rules. That's the rules. And therefore we see it here in Tosfos, lo plug rabbanan. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Gufa, Ad kama tehasela chasera v'yehei ba'ona. So we quoted the first line of the Brisa, right at the beginning of the Gemara. So now we're going to quote the full Brisa. So it's a Tosefta. How much could the coin go down, and there will be ona? Rabbi Meir Omer Arba Isaras Isar Ladina. Rabbi Huda Omer Dalet Pundios Pundion Ladina. Again, 1/24th, 1/12th. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shimona Pundios Pundionos Shnei Pundion Ladina. l'dinar. Right? Those are the same machlokas as the Mishnah. But now we have continuing. Yeser al kain, more than this. That phrase is not clear what it means. Right, this whole Gemara till the bottom, you always have to know, it's what does more than this mean? Does it mean more than this depreciation? Or more than this, it didn't go down so much, so it's still worth more than the onash here. Right, you have to always have to it's focus on the Rishonim. So here, it's not clear the Gemara on Amud Beis will bring a raya what this means, but for now we'll translate it, because Rashi connects us to the Gemara later on. It's worth more than this amount. Right, that's what Yeser Al-Kain means here. Meaning it didn't go down as much. Send Mocher B'Shavio. Then you could sell it and use it for the value that it's supposed to be. Even if it went down a little bit, you could still use it for its value, as we'll see in the Gemara. How much could it go down and you could still hold it and have it in your house? We don't want you to have a coin that is just lifnei iver in front of you. You might use it and trick somebody. So when do you have to get it out of your house? Bisela a shekel. If we're talking about a sela, if it goes down to a shekel, that's half a sela. There are two shkalim in a sela. So if a sela goes down up until a shekel, so then you could still use it. Why could you still use it? Because, let's read Rashi, because this is important for the whole rest of the Gemara. Bisela a shekel, last 10 skinny lines in Rashi. Sela hatavua upochis v'holechad shekel mutar l'kaimo. You can have the sela up until a shekel, I mean up until it's worth half its value. More than that, you can't. But if it's worth half its value, you can still use it. De'ein asui l'ramos bo b'nei adam l'mochro b'sela yafeh. Because people aren't going to be tricked and pay the value of a full sela for this. Why? L'fisha pacha shelo nikar. People realize that this is not a full sela. They'll give you what they think. They're used to selas being rubbed out. So as long as it goes down from sela to shekel, it's okay. Avo mishapachas mishekel lo yikaimenu. But once it gets worth less than half, less than a shekel, you can't use it because then people aren't such bakian. It's worth less than a shekel, but people might think it's worth a shekel. People won't get confused with sela and less than a sela, but now that this sela is halved and it's a shekel, but now once it gets less than shekel, people aren't as expert in that, and therefore don't keep it in your house because you could mess people up, you could trick people. Lefisha balaramos lemocher b'tara shekel shein pacha shelo nikar lagabi shekel, because it's wider on the bottom. It used to be a sela. Okay, that's Rashi's svara for this Gemara. So, says the Gemara again. Let's go back to the Braisa. Akama tipach is a roi shoy l'kaima. How long can you still keep it? Besela ad shekel. If a sela goes all the way down and worth half, then it's okay. Less than that, if it's worth less, that's a problem. Bedinar ad rova. Bedinar until a quarter. A quarter of what? Unclear. We'll see. Pachos mikan, but once it gets less than that, meaning it gets into the world of ona'a, isar, even just a tiny amount in the area of being illegal against halacha, even in the tiny isar, usar, let's see, you can't use it. Because once you have the shir of onah, even a tiny amount, done. You can't use it. And what do? Harezeh, lo yim karena, and you can't give it or sell it to anyone who might use it. Because that's lifnei iver. Lo l'tagar, you can't give it to a merchant. Velo l'charam, you can't give it to somebody who's taking your money, right? An extortionist. Velo l'harag, or somebody who's a murderer. You can't give it to any of these people. Because they're going to trick others. Ella, what do you have to do? Yikvena, make a hole in it. Vietzlana, b'tzavar b'no, b'tzavar b'ito. Make it into a necklace, right? You can't use it at all. 2 points on this line of the Gemara. Number one, if you look, a couple of points. First, Tosfos points out in the middle of Dibur Maskil Amar, you can't give it to anybody. It's Lifnei Iver. Right? So why Dafka, are we mentioning a Harag and a Haram? Tosfos says, what if you give it to somebody and they say, you know what, I want to use that as a necklace? Could you give it to them and trust them that they're going to make a hole in it to use it as a necklace? So that's what the Braisa is saying. To a regular person, yes, you could trust them. Everybody has a cheskas kashrus, but to the harag and the haram, that you can't. Middle of Tosfos. Mutar kivachem upachos michdei ona mocher biyafe afilu im ein daito lahachzir ona mishum davi laalter mechila. I'm sorry, did I say the wrong part? Right. The next host says yes or okay. Tells you yes or okay. V'achi perusho afilu amanas lenokva lo yimkaren latagor lacherem. Right, when it comes to other people, you can give it to them if they're saying they're going to use it as a necklace. That is point number one in Tosfos. If you look at the Rambam left out one of the words. And that's a problem that bothers the Achronim. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Geneva, where, right now we're talking about the world, oh no, we mentioned, you know, straddles the fence in both Geneva and Milveh. So when the Rambam quotes this, that if you have a coin that is rubbed out and not usable anymore, you shouldn't use it. And it says, Shekol Sela Shenifkema Be'emsa Aser Limkarosa Laharag Olacharam. He says, don't give it to a harag, don't give it to a charam. What does he leave out? Our Mishnah, our Gemara has three, a tagar. Why does the Rambam leave out tagar here? Right? That's the question. He left it out. So some achronim say, right, the Nosakelim here don't pick up on this or mention anything. The some achronim say, well, maybe because you have with a tagar, you have counter pressure, uman lomara umnase. Right, you have the principle that a artisan does not want to get a bad name in his area of expertise. Uman lo mara umnase. And therefore, even though, yes, people might use it to trick, but on the other hand, it's his parnasa. He doesn't want to lose his parnasa. And therefore, maybe that's why the Rambam took out that line tagar, because tagar would only apply if he's known as a not trustworthy guy. But most tagarim are uman lo mara umnase, and therefore, we would say that you can give it to a tagar in this case. This comes up in a number of places in Shas, just to mention one of them, this principle of uman lo mara umnase. It comes up in Hilchas Tarovis, the first simon in Hilchas Tarovis, simon tzadi ches in Yeredeya, where what happens, you have something that, you have a mixture, a little milk fell into chicken soup, a little tray fell in somewhere, so what do? So we know bizman hazeh we use shishim. That's what the Rama says here at the beginning of Sadeches. The Rama says, you know, we don't rely on giving it to anybody to taste anymore. We just rely on shishim, and we assume there's no taste if it's batal b'shishim. But in the days of old, right before this was basically the accepted, how do you taste it to know if it still tastes like not kosher or not? So you give it to a non-Jew. Give it to a non-Jew, no problem. What type of non-Jew? Do you have to give it to an expert cook, chef? Baker non-Jew, or any stam non-Jew? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. The tour quotes in the beginning of Simen Sadeches, Isser, right, you have the Isser that fell in, Chelev Shnesari Bebasar, Yatimenu Kfeila Goy. Kfeila is an expert. Give it to a guy. Im Omer She'ein Botam Chalamutter. As long as he said it doesn't taste like milk, it's good. We trust him. Kasavar Rashba, Ein Sarach Sheyehe Uman Bekach, Ela Afilu Stam B'nei Adam. Anybody should call Tom Sheino Nirgash Lestam Bnei Adam Eino Tam. The Rashba says, Stamagoy. V'kasav od, v'imu uman, if he's an uman, afilu yodea shesomchen alav ne'eman, Sheino mafsil ches kaso. If he's an expert, so then even if it's not what we had back in Baba Kama, Mesiach Lefitumo, even if they know that he knows why you're asking him, he knows what answer you want, you're still allowed to trust him. If he's an expert, because uman lo maru umnase, the yesh misha oser achi he uman umesiach levitumo. And others say no, you need both. You need an expert and you need mesiach levitumo. But this is the discussion here in the tour. The Beis Yosef says from the Rambam it appears al kol goy somchin al vagav she'eino kfeila. Right, he quotes that, but that's a discussion in the tour and the Rishonim there. But again, the Rama says that Lamaisa Bizlan Azeh, this Ashkenazim, do not rely on giving it to non-Jews to test, but it's based on Uman Lomara Umnase. Okay? So that is number one point on this line of the Brisa. The other point I wanted to mention is, it says you could make a hole in it and give it for a necklace for who? Vitzavar Bino O Vitzavar Bito. So if you read that quickly, you don't focus on it, but what, boys are wearing necklaces also? Is there an issue with necklaces for boys, for men? Does things change over time, right? This is part of the larger issue of Begadish, Begadisha, right? Two separate Isuri Daraisa in the Torah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Tavkuf Mem Beis, Tavkuf Mem Gimel. This could be the only los aseh that only applies to women and not to men, right? There are a lot of mitzvahs aseh that apply to men and not to women, all the Zman Grammas, but what about anything that applies to women and not to men? So maybe certain karbanos yoledes and certain mitzvos, but when it comes to los ases, maybe there are others, but this one comes to mind, this two separate isurim, the isur of beged ish, only applies to women, right? The mitzvah, tof kuf mem beis, shelo yilbashu hanashim, malbushe ha'anashim, velo yizdainu biziyunam. They shouldn't wear the men's clothing, and they shouldn't carry the men's weapons. Right? This is one of the big issues of women carrying a gun. And the uncle says, lo ye tikun zin degvar al itza, in terms of weapons. Lafishem kelim hamiyuchadim lagamre la anoshim, shein derech isha ba'olam latzeis b'klei zayin, avalu adin sh'azlami deraisa latzeis b'malbushim. Right, anytime there is something that is associated with men, women aren't allowed. And then you have the other Isra Beged Isha, which is the next phrase in the Torah, in Dvarim, in Perachav Beis. And this is something that comes up in various different sugyas. Again, the root Isser, the Rishonim explain, is an issue of lack of tznius between the genders, lack of separation between the genders. That's the ultimate purpose. Laharchik me umaseinu akdosha dvar erva v'chal inyan v'chal tzad sheyeh hakishalon ba'oso davar matzui mitocho. That's the ultimate purpose. Ve'ein safek, that if there are malbushim, that you can't tell who is who, so then it could lead to problems. Again, even if the reason doesn't apply, once Chazal say that there are certain things that apply, so then it still applies. A man plucking out his white hairs, the Shulchan Aruch talks about. So that could be an Isser, a Beged Isha, even though that's what's that going to lead to? So the man wants to look a little better. He's young. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, where there's a very young man. He's not married yet, and he's white. Or he has some white. Right? Is he allowed to dye his hair? Is he allowed to pluck out his hair for shidduch purposes? If there's a tzarech, right? So that's a discussion, right? The other discussions. The Ramah talks on Hilchas Purim. You allowed to cross dress on Purim? So the Ramah says, "Maker did his butter." The Mishnah Berurah is not into it, but the Ramah says, "Mashenagul lobosh." Partzufim bapurim v'gever lovesh simlas isha v'isha klei gever ein iser bedavar me'achas ein mechavdim ela l'simcha b'yalma. There's no iser again as long as they don't cross any lines. There's no iser because they only have kavana for simcha b'yalma. The Mishnah Berurah is not so happy about that. Yeah, okay, me'ikra din, but it's really not the best thing to do. There are a lot of other costumes that one might be able to be involved in. Okay, so he continues and talks about that. But again, obviously this comes up by the tzitzis and tefillin. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel there on the pasuk in Dvarim says beged ish and beged isha. Right, that included in that is tzitzis and tefillin. Right, that now has the status of beged ish and beged isha. Besides the other issues of the risk factor by tefillin that we've spoken about in the past, why the Shulchan Aruch says that women should not wear tefillin, even though they do volunteer to do other mitzvahs man grama, but they shouldn't do tefillin and they shouldn't do tzitzis either, right? Because of this Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. And there are other issues, just to mention one issue that comes up specifically here. So what about jewelry? What about jewelry right here? So that's it says to put a necklace on a tzavar, but no. So is a ring, is a necklace, is that beged ish? So there are many out there that a wedding band is accepted in certain circles. So Moshe Feinstein in his tshuva about rings, he does not mention the issue of beged isha. What he screams against is a double ring ceremony. Meaning, if the kala gives the chasen a ring under the chuppah, rachmana litzlan, right, under the chuppah, Ramosha says that's terrible. Ramosha writes about this in 1969, right, it's been around for a long time. Zion Adar, he wrote on Zion Adar, his birthday. Ramosha Feinstein's birthday also, Moshe Rabbeinu and Ramosha Feinstein was born on Zion Adar. That's why they were always scared whenever Zion Adar passed as he got older, right, he was nifter a few days later. Zifter on Tainus Esther, right, in that year. But says the Igret, says Ramosha, this is in Evena Ezer, Chelek Gimel, Simin Yurches, Bidvar Elu, Sha'acher Sha'achasan Kidesh B'tabas Hezakala, Nasana Gama Kala Ha'chasan Tabas, V'yamra, Hareini Mekudeshes Lecha, O Ata Mekudesh Li, Vadai Le'inyin Kiddushin, Me'acher Shekvar Nizkacha Kedinyin Kiddushin Gemurim. It does not undermine the marriage. They already did a marriage. Umasha gam hi natanav gam amra masha amra heim divrei hevel v'shtus. It's just nonsense. Lo shayach levatla kiddushim mishum sheneim ashu kigloi milsa sherotem shekiddushim miyu gam aydin esinas v'mirasa. Oh, lo mafreya, we see that they only want the marriage to work with both of them. No, it's hard to say that. It's hard to say that it ruins the marriage. But Asr laso says Ramosha. It's Asr. Lo mi ba yiminag anachrim hu kenchu isidaraisa. Not only if it's the minig of the goyim to do this, right, which it is, I do, there's equality, there's a totally different type of ceremony. Because Yishlo Damo Zel Gzera, Habarosha Ruba Maim Shuvim. Similar to the Gzera, Ramosha says, of taking a shower after going to the mikvah. At the mikvah. Because people will think that that's part of the ceremony and you need that. The shower is part of the mitaher. So people will think, you start doing this, people will think that this is needed, this is part of the ceremony. So even forgetting the issue, which it is, of the Isser of Chukos Ha'akum, but also that people will think that this is part of the ceremony, which is a terrible thing. Ubetzem nirlani is daiti shu iser gadol. Sharei ideze osen sheishkach mehar beidin kidushin v'shichras din avshalo yavol shum kilka hu iser lav. He continues and discusses it, but it's interesting he doesn't talk about the iser of begadish or begadisha. That he doesn't talk about because it could be because if you have things that are made for men or the issue related to pants for women also is related to in this sugya. So all of that, again, major topics that we touched upon because it says the word Savar Beno in the Gemara. Okay. Again, nothing here is halacha lamaisa. One should ask their local psak, but Ramosha is very, very charif against that. Amar Mar. So let's continue now, says the Gemara. Quoting from the Braisa before, how much does it have to go down? And you can still keep it in your house. Besela ad shekel. Bediner ad rova. So maishna besela ad shekel, maishna bediner ad rova. Why by sela do we say? If it goes down to half its value, so then you can still have it, but more than that, you cannot. And by a dinar, it says a quarter of its value. Why should there be a difference? Amar Abaya, my rova. Diktoni nami, rova shekel. No, you're wrong. We were mistaken. When it says rova here, it doesn't mean rova of a dinar. It means rova of a shekel, which is half a dinar, which is exactly the same amount of going down. When it goes down half the amount of its value. Amar rova, dekanami, diktoni rova, veloktoni revia shmamina. So that's what it also means. Rova of something else, not the revia of itself. Period. Also, why would you formulate it like that then? How much does it have to go down, shekel? Why do we care about that? The Gemara, the Bryce is just telling you, sometimes you could have a dinar that came for all the way from a shekel. That's why it formulates it like that. Messiah the Rabbi Yami, also these measurements support Rabbi Yami, Dar Rabbi Yami, Dinar Habami Shekel, Mutulakaimo. Why? Because it's only half. Dinar Habami Sela, which is a quarter, Asalakaimo. So we know that also proves that the half amount is the shear of you're allowed to keep it in the house. Fine. Pachos mikan, but now continuing analyzing the Braisa. The Braisa says anything less than this, once you reach the Ona stage, Iser, even a tiny amount over the border, Aser, you can't use. So, my Kamar, so what's the Chiddush of that line? So, Amar Abaya, 2 days. First we say, Hachigar, maybe this is what it means. Pachsa sela yoser michdei Ona Isar, Aser. Right, once you reach, as we just explained it, once you reach the Ona territory, even if it's only a tiny amount over, and Isar over, it's Aser. So Amalei Rava. Rava says, Ihachi, if you do Mashu Nami, then even give a little smaller amount than an Isar. Isar is a tiny coin, but a Mashahu is even smaller, if that's what the Brisa is telling me. El Amar Rava, no, this is what the Brisa meant to say. This is how the Brisa should be understood. Pachsa Sela Isar Ledinar Aser. What it means to say, if it went down an Isar for a Dinar, meaning 1/24th, Aser, Vestamach Rabbi Meir. So it's basically just going like it's expressing Rabbi Meir's opinion from the Mishnah. That is why it is here. Tosfos here discusses in the name of Rashi, and the Ritva here quotes in the name of the Rabban to argue. Do you get any impression in this Gemara that if it's less than the amount, it's okay and it's mutter to use? The sugya we discussed 2 days ago. Pachos mishtus. Is that mutter? Right? Or is that just aser, but you don't have to return it? So that was a machlokas Rishonim we mentioned earlier. The Chinuch said it's mutter. Rov other Rishonim said it's still aser. So Tosfos here quotes Rashi that seems to understand it's mutter, and the Ritva here quotes the Ramban and says chas v'shalom. Right, the Ramban we saw already, the Ramban on Parshas Bahar. The Ritva quotes his grand Rebbe, the Ramban, who says no. Even though you might get the impression, oh, you can leave it in your house, doesn't mean that you should use it. Doesn't mean that you're allowed to rip people off, even less than the amount of Onah. So again, this comes up also here. And remember, we're not going to read it again. The language of the Rush. The Rush here in the end of Simen Chav has an important formulation about that issue. So now let's keep moving. Says the Mishnah in Meseches Kalim. Says the Mishnah in Kalim. Sell Asha Nifsala. If you have a coin that was Nifsal, either it became rubbed down and it's not usable anymore, or the government, you know, said put it out of service. So sell Asha Nifsala. Viskina Shiye Shokel Ba Mishkolos. So you want to use it for a weight. Right, you want to use it for it to be a kli for you, and a kli is mekabel tuma. So once you fixed it up to be a weight tumeya, then it is mekabel tuma. Tosas points out on the top of Amud Beis, if it doesn't need any tikkun, you could just use it for a weight now. Then it's mekabel tuma right away. But machshava, as the Mishnah says, also in Kalim, as long as you decided to use something for a kli, it is now tame. Ad kama tipachis yei rashoi lekaima. Right, how much can it go down, and you could still be mekayim it, and you'll use it, and as worth, as Rashi explained before, people will recognize what it is, how much it went down, and you'll use it for its deficient value. Meaning, how long can you keep it in your house and do that? Lesela shnei dinarim, as we said before, sela to dinar, go down half. Pachos mikan, but if it's now worth less. Pachas Mikan here means, like what we said before, you have to know exactly what it means. But here, Pachas Mikan will translate it as, if it's worth less than 2 dinar, meaning worth less than a shekel, then because you have to cut it. You have to cut it in half. You have to make a hole in it. Because then, as Rashi said before, people will think it's a shekel, and it's really worth less than a shekel, and therefore you're not allowed to keep it in your house. Yes, sir, okay, my, but what if it's worth more? Which, what does that mean? It didn't go down so much. So then, what do you do with it? So the Mishnah ended with the word Yakutz. That's the end of the Mishnah. So what about Yeser Alkein? My, so Amar Rav Huna, Pachas Mikan Yakutz, Yeser Alkein Yakutz. Rav Huna says, even if it didn't go down that much, you still have to cut it. What are you talking about? The Mishnah says Pachas Mikan. Says the Ritva. The Ritva says, Rav Huna understands the Mishnah as Pachas Mikan as talking about both directions. Pachos Mikan, it's worth less. Pachos Mikan, it didn't go down as much. So in both cases, Yakut. That's how Rav Huna understands the Mishnah. The Mishnah is explained, Mitre Anpi. And Rav Yami Amar, no. Pachos Mikan Yakut, if it went down and it's worth less than half of its value, so then you have to cut it. Yes, or Alkan, but it's not, if it didn't go down as much, so then you can, then you can keep it, as we explained before. As we explained before, based on Rashi. So Meisve, we're going to ask two questions on Rav Huna. Rav Huna, what did Rav Huna just say? If I have a sela and it goes down in value, and it's still worth more than half, so then Rav Huna says you also have to destroy that coin. You have to yakos, you have to break it. So says the Gemara, 1 second. Didn't we have earlier the brisa that we had up above? Yes, sir, Alkain, Mokra Bishavyo. Right, we just said before that if it's still worth more than half, yes or okay, mocher bishavyo, you could sell it and use it for its value. So my lav shepachsa yosef michdei onasa, doesn't that mean that it went down more than the shear of ona'a, but it's still worth more than half? And what does the Mishnah say? You're allowed to use it. Kashan Rav Huna. Rav Huna says you're not allowed to use it once it reaches the shear of ona'a, even if it didn't get so low that it's only worth half of its original value. You have to destroy it. But this price that says you could keep it, the Gemara says low. Low. What does the Mishnah mean by yeser alkein? Yesera dakati lo pachsa michdei ona'asa. It didn't even reach the level of ona'a, then mocher b'shavya. But you're right. If it reached the level of ona'a, you'd have to get rid of it, even if it's worth more than half. Meisve, also the other brisa, adkama tipachis yerashar lakaima, how much does it have to go down and you can still keep it in your house? Bisela achekel, right, going down a half, my love. So what's the case of going down a half? Once it reaches a half, and worse, and is worth less, then you have to get rid of it. So my love, aren't we talking about a case tipachis purta purta? It goes down little by little. And if it goes down little by little, what does the brisa say? You could keep it until it reaches half. It's against Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, once it's worth more than the shear of going down of ona'a, even if it's not all the way down to half, you have to break it. So lo, no, maybe the brisa is, denafa lenura va'afchus apochus b'chad zimna. In one moment, it got burned. It got burned, that's the case, what we're talking about. But you're right, in Chinami, if it went down little by little, you'd have to get rid of it even earlier. Period. So we defended Rav Huna. Amar Mar, what the end of the brisa say? Yikavena v'yitzlena b'tzavar b'no b'tzavar b'ito. You can make it into a necklace. V'ramini, but we have another brisa. Lo yasena mishkal be mishkalosav. You should not make it and use it as a weight, right? Because it could also lead to problems. V'lo yizrakena bein grutosav. You shouldn't also throw it in your area of broken kalim, because one day you might come take it out. V'lo yikavena v'yitzlena b'tzavar b'no b'tzavar b'ito. And don't make it into a necklace. Ela o yishcho, grind it up totally, o yatoch, or melt it down, o yakutz, or cut it in half, o yolach liyam amelach, meaning get rid of it. So, Kasha, right, could you make it into a necklace or not? Amar Rabbi Elazar, V'yamila Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lo Kasha, Kam Be'emsa, Kam Enatzad. It depends. If you make a hole in the middle, then that's okay. Then you give it to your, because that's not going to be usable. But if it's Be'enatzad, if you make a hole on the side, you could then, you could eventually just shave off the side and use it. So that's not good enough. So in the middle, yes. If it's on the side, no. So now back to the Mishnah. How long do you have to return ona'ah from coins? So Maishra b'sela d'maflik. Maishra b'tal zelo maflik. Why, when it comes to coins, is there a distinction between places? Right? Little villages and cities. But in the earlier Mishnah, in the Perek, right? No, it's the same shear for everywhere. So again, same machlokas we had earlier. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, you're right. It's the same machlokas. Kisran nami b'masisan b'talis b'krachintran. When the Mishnah mentioned the shear, it's talking about in krachin, in towns where you have shulchanis. But in a chinami, if it's in a kfar, you'd have a different shear. Rava Amar, no. Talis kol inish kimle begava. When it comes to items, people generally know values of items. Sela, money, coins, kima delav kol inish kimle begava. Coins are much harder to put your finger on. So el l'shulchani, only professionals. Hiltach bekrachim deika shulchani achi yar l'shulchani. Bekfarim delaika shulchani at arvi shabasos desalkin l'shuka, that they would go to the shuk. So basically the difference is, mitzius, right? Umdana. Are people aware of the values or not aware of the values? The Rambam, in that same parak that we mentioned before, in Hilchas Mechira, in Yud Beis Yud Aleph, says, if you have items that people don't, are not aware of the value, then they would have the same shear as money. Because that's the svara here. The Rambam says, when it comes to svarim, or avanim, pearls, gold, diamonds, says the Rambam, v'hu adin l'mocher svarim, o avanim tovos u'margolius, sheyesh l'lokeach l'achzar ad kedei shiarosam l'tagarim habakiyim ben, b'chom akum sheheim, she'en akob akiyim b'dvarim elu. Says the Magen Mishnah, where does the Rambam get this from? From our line. The Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam, zehotzi harav, mehataina haniskeres gabi sela. Tamrinim begemara, talis l'kolinish, kim begave sela l'shulchanihu, v'kima chakenu, hadin lakol, kiyotze besela, she'enakol bakiyim bohem, v'enodomer l'sela bekfarim sha'amru v'chulu. So the Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam just extends this logic of the Gemara to other cases. Anything that people don't know the value of, you have to give them time. You have to give them time to show the experts. Fine. But if the person who's giving the coin knows that it's a bad coin, even after a year, he has to take it back. So, Heicha, where are we talking about that is after a year? Ibikrachin, if it's in the big cities, Ha'amar Ashiyar L'Shulchani. What do you mean he had time? Ibikfarim, Ha'amar Ari Shavasos. Why a year? Amar Rav Chisda, Midas Chasidah Shanukan. We're talking about Midas Chasidah. You should accept it back, even though it's past the time. Says the Gemara, Yachi Ema Seifas. What does the next line of the Mishnah mean? Ein lo olav ela taromes. He only has complaining. He does not have any financial stake. So, Lamont, who are we talking about? Who's complaining? E la Chasid. We're talking about the Chasid, meaning, do Midas Chasidah and accept the money back. And you only have complaining. So, what are we complaining? Lo kibuli likbili minev, lo taromes debile. Stop complaining. If you accept it, so then don't talk about it. Rashi has a great line here. Rashi says, Tovlo shaloyi kablena, mishi kablena, v'yotzi dibal chavero. You want to be a great tzaddik? Great. Don't talk about how painful it is to be a great tzaddik. Right? You do the midas chasidus, you did the right thing, fine. Don't complain about it. So, it can't be talking about that in the Mishnah. So, ve'ela, so rather maybe he's talking about the other person. Lehech the kibla mine, the one who you accepted it from. Meaning the chassid, so to speak, was the one who accepted the money back, and the other guy who gave it to him, you know, only has complaints. Says the Gemara, what is he complaining about then? Ulabasa the makabla mine taromas tevile. The guy accepted the money back, so what is he complaining about? So, hachi kamar, no, it means this. Ha'acher, if there's someone else that he's dealing with a person who does not take the coin back. Meaning, once the time period of, you know, the kfarim and the krachim pass, then even if the guy knew about it, he should take it back from you if he wants to do the right thing. But if he doesn't, you have no court possibilities to get your money back because in lava tamomas, because the time passed, you should have checked it out earlier. And so the Sharam Sanab Balacha just points out, and by the way, the Sharam Sanab Balacha on Baba Mitzia, it was made by the son. by the original Rabbi Braun, who did all of the earlier Rashi Mesiyan Balachas, you know, I guess he didn't get to do Bar Metzia, so it's really based on Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun, the father, but it was Nistar V'Nishlam Ayidei B'no Chaim Elazar Braun. It was a Mushlam. But anyway, he points out here that we find throughout Shas, Midas Chasidus is almost always used by financial matters. Almost always. Right, you find many, many places, right? The Chasidim Harishonim, Hayumatsni and Kotzoseihem, right? The Rashi Mesech HaShavis. Chasid Mevater Mishelo, Becholdavar Sheishbo Nidnu Navera. The Chasid Mevater from his own, right? Then he, financials. Interesting that that's how Chasidus is defined in the Gemara by financial matters. Interesting. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's Shir was sponsored in memory of Dr. Milton Cook, Moshe Ben Yosef, who ensured the foundation of Torah education to his sons, has now seen his vision extended to the generation of his great-grandchildren. And we thank Dr. Arthur and Linda Cook and family for sponsoring today's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.